Welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. The weather might be damp and chilly, but federal employees can warm up to what's happening next week, Public Service Recognition Week, an announcement of the finalists in the Service to America Medals competition. Joining me with details, Max Steyer, president of the Partnership for Public Service. Max, good to have you back.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so Public Service Recognition Week, I wish we would have better weather, but a lot's going that should warm the cockles of the hearts of federal employees.
Absolutely. Federal employees are doing extraordinary things, and we see it yet again in the finalists we have for this year. Just exceptional people who are making a big difference for the American public.
And when does that list officially appear?
Well, we will be honoring 32 finalists at a breakfast on Tuesday morning on Capitol Hill, and that's really the formal kickoff.
All right, so just review for us, as you do each year, what is the process by which the people get to that point of being finalists for SAMMYs?
So it's a open nomination process, and I hope your listeners will be thinking about great feds who are doing amazing things right now that they want to nominate and that they actually do nominate them. But we get nominations from both federal employees as well as folks that are simply receiving the benefit of the work of federal employees. We get between 400 and 500 nominations every year. And then we go through a fairly exhaustive process of examining what they've done. We check out and public source information about it. We talk to peers, and we ultimately whittle that list down to somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 34 folks that are the finalists that are being, again, honored this coming Tuesday.
And we should point out that the finalists are interviewed throughout the season between now and the announcement of the winners in September here on Federal News Radio, something we look forward to every year.
Well, you're great to do it. They're exceptional people who do not get nearly as much attention as they really deserve, and you're helping balance that equation, so thank you.
And often we talk about the fact that federal employees get bashed, you know, by politicians, and they do, but I guess maybe there's a little comfort in the fact that in this current election season, crazy as it is, mostly the candidates have been bashing one another, and they haven't spent too much time on the bureaucracy.
You know, I think that you are a glass half full individual, so that is that is correct. We're not seeing quite the same attacks on the federal workforce as we've seen in the past. I will tell you, I am impressed with a bunch of good news from various corners about people recognizing the amazing things that federal employees are doing. I just did a hearing in front of the House Government Reform Committee and Chairman Meadows and Ranking Member Connolly. Again, both sides of the aisle shared their perspective that federal employees are doing great things, and they want to see the great work honored. So I do think there's room for bipartisanship on the issue of ensuring that we get the best talent we can for the American people and that talent is recognized so that they'll want to and continue to do great work to help us solve our most challenging problems.
Well, I think some of the hearings in recent months on different agencies, say TSA or Veterans Affairs, in kind of an odd way does honor the fact that the members of Congress appreciate the work that's done because they want to make sure that the leadership above the rank and file employees is adequate to bring out the best in the people that are doing the work on the line.
I think you raise a very important point, and that is that we do have an odd system where we have 4,000 political leaders in our government, in my view, too many. And at the end of the day, those political leaders are actually the ones on top and who do need to be held accountable for investing in making our government agencies work more effectively. And I think you're correct that some of the oversight we've seen lately has not only been pointing out problems, but I think constructively trying to find ways to fix them. And that, I think, is to be encouraged. Congress has a very, very important role to play here and can be constructive, or in the case of things like sequestration or the shutdowns, it can be a real problem, and we need the former, not the latter.
And getting back to the SAMMYs program, this is not an inexpensive program that you put on, and there's a lot of good people involved. Who are some of the sponsors this year?
Well, it's a great point you raise, and I thank you for raising it. We are a nonprofit organization, and one of the things that is always striking to me is that I do nonprofit work, but I spend most of my time worrying about money, and that's the nature of the effort. So we do need to find corporate and individual sponsors who can support the program. We have been lucky in getting a host of different companies and individuals to support over time, but it's a constant struggle. So you ask the question, who's out there? The Hayman family is one of the more generous sponsors of the program and continues to be so, as will one of our other board members, Doug Conan. On the corporate side, you know, we have companies like Deloitte and McKinsey and, you know, even the FFRDCs, so MITRE and others that have been very generous. And again, we hope to encourage more companies to stand up and recognize the great work the feds are doing through the SAMEs.
We're speaking with Max Steyer, president of the Partnership for Public Service. And let's talk a little bit about Public Service Recognition Week, which, again, honors public servants, mostly in Washington. But is it strictly a Washington thing?
It is not strictly a Washington thing, and I'm glad you raised that question. The truth is that even when you're talking about the federal government, 85%+ of the workforce is actually out and about in different states, counties, and even other countries. So we try to make sure we are recognizing not just those that are in Washington, D.C. Also, the only program that we at the partnership do that we directly actually engage with state and local governments. So there are proclamations across the country and efforts to highlight public servants, government, civil servants, in other levels of government, too. So it's not just Washington, and frankly, it's not just the federal government. You know, there are civil servants who are helping solve all kinds of problems everywhere, and they're important. They're there to help the American public. The public certainly has a legitimate, you know, grounds for wanting great service, and the way to get that, though, is not to tear the government down, but to identify the good things that we want to see replicated and to support them.
Now, I know we both kind of lament the loss of the big display that took place for a week on the National Mall, where when the weather was good, lots of people wandered through the tents put up by different agencies highlighting what they do. So how do you embody Public Service Recognition Week in the post-open display era?
Well, so, you know, we ran that effort on the Mall, and it was quite something, as you say. I mean, we had, you know, all kinds of agencies and then all kind of hardware. So landing helicopters on the Mall and such was quite the exercise. But the reality was that, you know, we were talking of tens of thousands of people coming through those exhibits, and we're in a country of, you know, over 300 million. And I think we now have the opportunity to use social media, to use video, to do things that can actually touch and reach many, many, many more Americans. And, you know, from our perspective, that's a better investment. So, but, you know, again, it really, you know, it's all based on whether we can get people to pay attention, and if we can get public servants themselves to spread their own stories. I mean, we have, you know, 2 million civilian workers in the federal workforce. There's some 16 million public servants across the state and local government organizations as well. If all of them talked about what they do, supported the great things that they see around them, we'd get the message out really, really well. And I think that's the goal, is at least to start with that core group and then to expand to their family and friends and those that are experiencing, you know, great benefit. You'd have an incredible dissemination capability if everyone took ownership, and that's where we're trying to get people to do.
And we should point out, speaking of political appointees, that all of the cabinet secretaries are the signatories to being co-chairs of the upcoming week.
Absolutely. And that's, again, something to highlight that you, like you've done. It's so important. You know, leaders matter, and they need to lead. And you know, there are all kinds of demands on the secretary's time, you know, all kinds of crises, et cetera. The truth of the matter is, though, that the biggest difference they can frankly make, in my view, is by building stronger organizations, and that comes through building great people. And so the more time and energy that they actually spend on building their team, the more, frankly, they're going to get done. And so Public Service Recognition Week, I think, is an opportunity for them to double down on their investment in their own people. And it's great to see that they're taking some steps to do that.
Will we see you at the ballpark next week?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you about that one. Probably not. I'm a sports curmudgeon. I like to play, but I don't like to watch. I'm not likely to be there. But the partnership will be very well represented and better educated represented in terms of baseball and all other sports. So, I will not be there, but thank you for asking.
Max Steyer is president of the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.